Well, AFRA, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, having been in force for almost 10 years now, we can see that many countries have changed their laws, and especially with respect to guardianship laws and mental health laws and voting laws, so that actually persons with disabilities have achieved more access to the election process, have achieved more freedom, and many countries have also changed their education laws and now implemented some kind of policies towards inclusive education. It's not that we are there yet. There is still lots to do. There is still lots of human rights violations happening against people with disabilities around the world. But I think the CRPD, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, has made a big difference during the last decade.
Could you perhaps give an example of a specific advancement, a specific achievement that would make a big difference in the life of a person with living with a disability, if that example would be mainstreamed, if it would be wider accepted?
The example I would think of is a case we just had recently in front of our committee. It was a case of 16 women who had been abused and raped over a long time in an institution by the head of this institution, who was a doctor. And whenever a woman became pregnant, the doctor himself, who was also the guardian of those women, undertook abortion against the will of these women, so forced abortion. And because of the CRPD and because of an organization, a human rights organization, hearing about the case and supporting the women to go to court, finally the doctor was convicted. And the women became aware of that their human rights have been violated and it was not okay what was happening. And this is a terrible example of a severe human rights violation, but we know that it is happening around the world in many, many places. So I think the big achievement is that disabled people themselves know about their rights, that they get access to courts and justice, and that they have human rights organizations also realizing that disability is a human rights issue and helping disabled people vindicate their rights.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for the second decade?
For the second decade of the CRPD, the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, I see the goal to maintain the normative standard set by the CRPD. Right now, we can also already see that in some countries, they have ratified the convention, but they put reservations with respect to some articles, like the Article 12, which is on legal capacity, or Article 24, which is on education. So whereas there is a general acceptance of the standard, more and more countries are now thinking, oh, maybe we declare a reservation towards this or that normative standards. The other problem I see is that other human rights organizations, either at the regional level or other treaty bodies, do not follow the jurisprudence of the CRPD committee by adopting other jurisprudence, which undermines this jurisprudence set by, or the normative standard set by the CRPD. For instance, when it is said that deprivation of liberty on the basis of impairment is okay if that impairment is a psychosocial disability, and there is an assumed dangerousness about that person because of the disability. The CRPD committee has very clearly said that this is not okay, that any deprivation of liberty based on impairment is prohibited, is a human rights violation. And other examples are forced medical treatment, that there are still some human rights organizations saying that in some cases, forced medical treatment is okay. The CRPD committee says it's not okay. Also, there is some jurisprudence out which says that some disabled children cannot be educated in the regular education system. So inclusion is okay for most disabled children, but for there are some, mostly intellectually or otherwise severely disabled children, who are assumed not to be able to be educated in an inclusive education system. This is totally against the jurisprudence of the CRPD committee. And I think the main challenge for the second decade is to keep that high normative standard and not to undermine it.